You very busy? You got anybody with you?
I just got the secretary here.
Well, you ask her if she'll excuse you while you philosophize a little bit.
All right.
Call her back.
Okay.
I want to see what you know about some people. I'm trying to make some adjustments here on account of Lincoln Gordon.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that in the paper this morning.
Well, he said he doesn't want to go, and I just couldn't keep him from going myself, because I think there are, you know, a few universities in the country, and a fellow with that kind of background, he's been here a long time, faithfully serving, and I guess it's the ultimate for him. It's what he wanted all of his life, but he said, I don't want to run out on you. And I said, well, if I were in your shape, had your background, and wanted to wind up being one of 6, 7, 8 university presidents, and I had this offer, I damn sure would run out. And he said, well, that's mighty nice. And I told him to go on and do it. Now, the question is, our people tell us we're better in inter-American affairs than we've been for many years. I don't know. I haven't been there. I know the problem. They want to... They got a lot of military men, and they want everything they could get here, and I don't know they got much to give us back in return, but I want to get a good man that can move forward and be progressive, and I have nobody to reward, as you know, in the State Department. I never have had, and I've just looked at them, and I'm telling you, it's the Foreign Service, from a Latin American standpoint, is awfully weak. As a matter of fact, it's weak everywhere, Bill. We've got to find some way to go into these universities. Some of these lectures you give, you ought to go out here. We ought to try to bring in some young people into this place. The ones we got are just, I just pick them over just like eating a second day turkey.
I sent out a proposal to you that's been, I think, got as far as Rothstein and so on this very subject, which is the result of a collective talking between me and the staff of the committee, but was sincere in trying to offer a way to for possible improvement of the state.
Well, I sure do want it. I'm saying,
well,
when did it come?
I don't think they've given it to you. I think Rothstein.
All right, I'll get it. When did it come? Weeks ago?
2 or 3 weeks ago.
I'll get it. I'll find out what's happened to it. Now, here who I'm thinking about. I just want to talk to you in confidence. And you make them let me do that with you, and you don't tell anybody, and I'll feel as free to talk to you as I do to my... as my general counsel, because I think you can give me good advice if I can ask for it, and we keep it out of the papers. We have available in the department, the best man we got is Tony Solomon, who is an economics fella, and who understands them, who speaks the language, who's well. What's your opinion of him?
Very high. I think he's one of the more sensible men you got in there.
That's what everybody that deals with him says on all sides. Now, out of the department...
Not very pretty, but he's got kind
of... No, that's right. Out of the department, you've got Saul Linowitz. I don't know what he has. He's unproven. He's attractive. He's a New Yorker.
Yeah, I know him, too. I've known him a long time.
Well,
I think he's got great possibilities, but honestly, he's too new. He needs to season a little bit.
Yes, I'm afraid that'd just be my reaction.
I think he's a first-rate fellow with great possibilities, but he just hadn't been there long enough to get his feet on the ground. That's my guess.
Well, now, just between us, we sent them both to Latin America, and they've been to both, or every country in it, and they visited, and I didn't know Gordon, but they said he was the best we had, and I brought him in here when he had this vacancy, and he has been satisfactory in his dealings with me, and very, very, very good, but I had him down at the ranch reporting. I've been kind of against this summit thing, and I didn't see what we could get out of it, and I thought they'd just want to brandish us over the coals and give me hell and denounce the United States and stuff. But they both came back and they had pretty good agreements out of the heads of state. But I observed this, that a good many things Linowitz would say were pretty general and pretty enthusiastic and more or less Joe College. And I noticed that the old stud duck, old Gordon, would have to correct him and back up. And when he got in front of the press, he had to do it a time or two, so I just don't know. We could get in very serious trouble.
I agree with that. See, he's had a very successful business career, and this makes people very optimistic and think everything is awful easy. I think he needs a little seasoning. He's a good man. He has good intentions. He's no dummy, but he needs experience. My best experience. thing. I've known him for 15 years, seen him on and off. But I've seen him here just lately in this position, and he's got possibilities. I think Tony Solomon is far more sophisticated and this is a more mature man.
Now, what about, have they talked to you about McCumber instead of MacArthur?
Well, good Bill McCumber.
Yeah.
Well, yes, not lately, but
it's... No, some time ago, I told them some time ago that we could send MacArthur somewhere, and they came up with McCumber was the best head, and I said, it'll be sure to talk to Fulbright.
Well, he served very well.
He did with me when I was leader. He would he handled things
I like him.
With a congressional thing in mind. Now, do you like this fellow that's at Egypt now? What the hell's his name?
Luke Battle.
Luke Battle.
Yeah.
They want to bring him back and put him in charge of Ray Harris' job.
Right.
Middle East.
Pretty good. He's been out there now, and he's got a feel of it. I think he's a boy with a good deal of ability. And I liked what he was doing here before. Now, obviously, he's in a little different area. I haven't seen him since he's been in Cairo. But I think he has that natural ability.
Are you having any contact or any communication with Katzenbach at all?
Yeah, I've seen him two or three times. In fact, I was talking to him about this thing you're talking about, reorganization. I'm proposing we have a high-level study of the State Department. Everybody wants to reorganize it piecemeal, and I suggested that you have a real thoroughgoing thing like they did in England. England had what's called a Plowden Commission, and they went at it whole hog, and everybody in the field thinks they did a good job, and I was suggesting do the same. The State Department doesn't like it. They want to do it themselves, protect their own little bailiwick.
I'm against that. I'm against that. I'm against anybody studying themselves.
Well, and that's his purpose. Now, I said, this is not just my idea. We talked over the staff and so on. We're just trying to make a suggestion. And Moscow has it. I think it's been submitted, I believe, to Mac Bundy. And it's just as advice. I forget whether Rostow did it or Marcy did. Just trying to get some thoughts about it. My impression is that while I haven't talked to Mac Bundy, that he approved of it, so it's a good idea. I haven't talked to Rostow. It's better for you to talk to him than I have for me. I was just making a suggestion. I think it might be a good idea.
Okay, I got what I want. Do you know anybody else worth a damn Latin America? They say Tony Freeman in Mexico is, but he's sick and he can't hold his food on his stomach and has to have 2-hour rest after breakfast every morning. That's no place to be going up on that hill.
No.
Do you know him?
No, not very well. You had a fellow that was I've forgotten what's happened to him. Murat Williams did pretty well in Salvador, but I don't know what happened.
I never heard it.
I think he's got
We have Bowdler. Do you know him?
Bowdler?
Yeah. He's tall, big, fat fella, young, looks like about 35. And they say he's exceptional, but they don't believe he could cut the mustard on the hill. They say he's a little diffident.
What are you talking about for this
Latin American
job?
No, the Latin American job.
Oh, the Latin American job.
Bowdler's a Latin American expert on my staff, Security Council. Yeah. He's tall, black hair. He's been a career man. There's another one. There's a little Sayer. Do you know Sayer? He's the second man. But they say that he is too diffident and too shy, and he gets scared to death. That he is a good man to keep your feet on the ground and safe, but...
How's your ambassador doing in Chile?
I don't know him that well. He's a... Chile man's having a hell of a time. I feel sorry for the poor devil.
Oh, yeah.
He came in yesterday, Bill, and said if we would treat him, give him the usual courtesies, receive him as a head of state, give him the dinner, and let him appear before a joint session, he's inclined to tell him to go to hell.
Oh, really?
And come on anyway. He says they got no right to tell him he can't do it. And so we just went right back to him and said we will be courteous to any head of state that comes. Now, I'll tell you one other thing, Bill, that we ought to promote a little bit. I made a little progress, I think, last night with Dirksen. I don't know that we will, but he's been giving us hell on this East-West trade, and all these businessmen, the damned old Liberty Lobby and Mutual Network, I hear them every day just giving me hell. But I made some progress with him, and He's cooled off a little, and I think that with what's happening in China and just the damn civil war going on, he's beginning to think we better not be so wild on the Soviet. And if I were you, I'd try to get some things in the record every now and then, that morning hour when he's there, that will have an effect. I used to have a, when I was majority leader, I used to sit there, and you know the thing influenced me most, here, Sanders get up and put something. If I did it about 3 days, I got to thinking it's a fact.
Well, I talked to Dirksen after that meeting the other day, and he went on the floor when we were talking, we're waiting for this ruling. And you know what, he put it on a basis, says, my God, you don't know how many of these Ukrainians and Baltic people I got. Says, I've got 70,000 Ukrainians in my district in Chicago, in my state in Chicago. Says, they just have a fit when I talk about the East-West trade and about the consular agreement. Now, I don't know whether he's serious about this or not, but he's laying it on his local situation. That does you think that's anything to that?
Yes, I think it could be.
Dobryansky, you remember Dobryansky?
Yeah.
He's got an awful pain.
Yeah. But he's also got a lot of people, a lot of children.